Reading from Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. And that was reading from Philippians 4, 13.
Reading from Psalm 37, 3 through 6. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. That's Psalm 37, 3 through 6.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, March 11th, 2026. Oh, listening friends, it's going to be a Testimony Tuesday and Wednesday. I've done this for the last few weeks, but God just seems to bring people into my life. And in very short notice, this couple was able to join me at the home studio here. And I appreciate them so much. I get to see them many Sundays. In fact, Jeff's like that Barnabas. He's an encourager to me. If I'm sitting alone or off to the side, he always comes up and greets me and pats me on the back. So I always look forward to that. In fact, this past Sunday, I didn't see him. And so I texted him. I said, hey, I guess I'm going to miss you at church today. And then about a minute or two later, he walks over and sat next to me. And we chit-chatted. And I thought, I need to bring him and his lovely wife, Becky, into the studio. So we're going to have a little bit of a Testimony Tuesday. And I just finished asking them, what are some of your favorite verses? And Jeff had many of them. And Becky's like, oh, let's see, Philippians 4:13, maybe this one, maybe that one. How about this? And so before I do a more formal introduction to both of you, I know you're running in the U.S. Federal Congressional District 13. And I did tell you off air, I think in the 30, 31 years, I've only had a couple politicians ever in the studio. I just don't go there. Many politicians will say what people want to hear. But because of your character and your proven track record and your faithfulness of being involved at CU Church and attending, your lovely marriage to Becky these 30 years, I love seeing you two together and how you complement each other and model Christ through your marriage. That's just very healthy. And so you're not a typical politician, I'll say. But I've only had two others. Erica Harold, who was Miss America, and she talked about her faith journey and life story. And even though she was running at the time for Congress, it wasn't about policy or slamming the other party. She talked about serving on the board for Prison Fellowship and doing other things. Mm. And then Tim Johnson, many years ago, he was a congressman. And even though he's a Republican, a lot of Democrats liked him. He had a brilliant mind. He could remember facts and information about everyone. I'd never met anyone with that kind of memory. And every once in a while, he'd walk Lincoln Square, or all the time he'd walk around Lincoln Square. He would borrow my cell phone because his cell phone would run out of juice. Oh. And so he'd use it as he'd walk around. But I think he was more engaged and in tune to the one of the people that you represent, the
Voters, constituents.
Yes, yeah, constituents, he was very hands-on. But again, he talked about his faith journey, how he listened to the radio station all the time. Uh-huh. When I'd see him around town, he'd say, come over here to his car. He'd say, look what channel I'm listening to.
Yeah.
So I appreciated him. And in fact, many years ago, he gave us a 10-year congressional acknowledgement from the Congress designating WGNN Day. Anyway,
that's
so
awesome.
But other than that, I just really don't have politics. But you're not like a politician. You're a faithful follower of Jesus, as I've seen and gotten to know you.
Just a regular guy.
Yeah, regular guy who loves the Lord, who happens to be running for the District 13. Now, it's a runoff, right?
So it's a primary right now, Mark.
Okay.
And it's primary voting season, early voting, and election day is March 17th. Lord willing, I win the primary, then I'll run in the general election, and that is in November.
So, listening friends, the public service announcement is, being fair to all parties, make sure you're registered to vote first and foremost. Your vote makes a difference, and it's important. It's a right that you've been granted by being an American citizen, and so we want you to get out and vote and cast your ballot towards those that you know represent your thinking or godly principles. And in my case, I would hope you would vote for the people that follow the Lord or follow our Constitution. But what I've been impressed by you and Becky is not only your marriage and your walk with the Lord, but I guess by way of introduction, you were on a submarine. I mean, yes. You're a brainiac. You know, you're smart. You could be making a lot of money doing a lot of things.
Right.
Why would you run and have to spend weekends and long hours and traveling all over and talking to people? You didn't need another career.
No, sir.
You didn't need to be a public servant.
No.
And I'm raising this question because there might be other people tuning in today that might be called to run for office. So there's a unique calling on your life, but it wasn't one that you just chose. It was one, I don't know if God put you into it or people said you would be a great person to serve the constituents. So maybe start there. And then we're going to talk, this will give Becky a little time to think about Philippians 4:13, why that's a special verse for her.
Sure.
And then you're going to talk about Psalm 37, 3-5. But why run for office when you could kind of sit back and enjoy life?
Super good question. I was not born a politician, wasn't raised a politician, but like you said, I served on a nuclear submarine when I was younger, operated the nuclear reactor on a submarine. Mm-hmm. And from that, Mark, I got a love for nuclear energy, and then I eventually came to the University of Illinois, and I hold a master's degree in nuclear engineering. Mm-hmm. And then spent about 30 years in the nuclear industry, a lot of positions, leadership positions, and then retired at Clinton in 2018. And then I thought, well, what are we going to do with our lives now? And then I ended up joining the Republican Party in Champaign County, was on the part of the Republican Party, the secretary of the party, then got on the county board. Now I'm twice elected to the county board. And then, you know, I think the Lord just impressed upon my heart about our country.
But didn't you get enough lumps? Being on the county board is not an easy place to serve. You would think you would have retired from that.
It's probably less than friendly.
Yeah.
But I just am there because I think God really wants me there. Mm. And I'm there in a positive way. I'm articulate. And I share things from a fundamental basis of what's good and right and true.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not responsible for the results, but I am responsible for my actions and standing up for what is right. And that's pretty much why I'm running for Congress. One, I love Illinois. I love the United States. I love our Constitution. I love the reason for our Constitution and their founding basis, that they're God-ordained rights given to us, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Mm-hmm. And it's a government for the people, of the people, not by the people, not the other way around. And what I want to do is be that representative for this district and advocate for what is good, right, and true in our country right here in Illinois. And it's duty, it's purpose, it's mission.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, we really don't have to do this, but there's something in my heart, in our heart, that we need to serve and we want to serve, and it's the right thing to do. And Lord willing, we'll be successful. That's what we're doing.
And I think you want to take some of your expertise because you know about energy. You have a real heart for the farmers and energy and conservation.
Conservation, and energy, yeah. I want farmers to farm. I want farmers to be free and markets to open for farmers and then have the right to repair their own equipment. Do you realize that a lot of them don't even have the right to repair their own equipment? Mm. And then as far as energy and energy, the economy, energy is just about everything. It's probably maybe a 20% added cost to everything we pay for, and that needs to be fixed. And I like nuclear energy. I like the expansion of nuclear energy 24/7. That's how it works, and it's what we need for our growing economy. But then what about immigration? So what's the right way for immigration? What's the right way for citizenship? I happen to agree with the laws as established, and I want the laws enforced. I want law and order because lawlessness is not the right course of action. So I represent law and order. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, constitutional conservative, and we want a strong economy that gives us jobs, economic freedom here in Illinois. And so many people are leaving Illinois, but really people should stay here, but we need a great economy to keep people here. Then you could talk about corruption, you can talk about crime, you could say that is just not right. So my mission is to hold our government accountable and say, hey, this is wrong, let's stop it. If you're wrong, then you either need to go to jail, and we need to plug up all those gaps where money is just drained out through fraud and corruption.
Well, one of the things that I also appreciate about you is you're pro-Jesus.
Amen.
And so we're going to talk a little about these verses out of Psalm 37, 3, 4, and 5, but I want to get the beloved Becky in here. She's one of those favorite kind of people that I like having in the studio that's reluctant. In fact, when she walked in, she thought, Oh, I didn't know this was even going on. I did talk with Jeff. I just kind of came along with them. And she said, oh, we're doing an interview and we're going to share some of our testimony and faith journey. And I said, yeah, Becky, you'll be just fine. Say, what's one of your favorite verses? And she said, well, Philippians 4:13 is a good one. So why of all the verses, I know you've been attending CU Church and you've had a relationship with Jesus for many years. In fact, maybe that's one of the reasons God brought you two together. So we're going to get a part of that love story too.
Yeah.
So you'll be thinking of things that you're going to say about your beloved Becky,
yeah.
Jeff. But why Philippians 4:13?
Well, I did not grow up as a Christian. I grew up with biblical principles.
Mm-hmm.
When I turned 30, life got very hard for me.
Mm.
I had three kids, and you know, when the days are hard, it's hard to get through them, and there's a lot of pain. And someone told me to take Jesus Christ as my partner, and to know that I could walk with him and learn from him, it totally changed my life. And I spent a lot of time in Bible studies and prayer and started out reading the Proverbs. That was the best thing for me at that time. And I had really good friends, Russ and Charlene Taylor, who walked through everything with me. And they have for many years. And I went to the Grace Baptist Church in Mahomet with them. And my kids all went to different events at the church. So our lives changed to live for God, not to live for us. And that was one of my most important things, is I wanted my kids to know the Lord.
Yeah, I've interviewed many different people, and they may have grown up in a church or a tradition, or they knew right and wrong, or they had very moral parents, but they never entered into that relationship that God desires for all of us to have. And yeah, Russ and Charlene, faithful followers of Jesus,
yes.
And they kind of exude that Jesus relationship. But I share that because, listening friend, you might have gone to church much of your life, or then you got into college or whatever and said, well, it's not for me. I don't like all those rituals, or I don't like following all those rules. Pastor Jason recently preached on that, that it's not about following rules as an obstacle. It's God's way of preserving your life so you can live to the full. And so when you learn that God wants to have a relationship with you, that through Jesus you can know him and pray to him and worship him and get to know him, then it's no longer a religion, it's a relationship. And so, yeah, that Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The important thing is, who is strengthening you today? Is
it
the Word of God? Is it through your prayer life? Is it through the relationship with God? Or is it through others or your social activities or other means that you find fulfillment, but it's not the ultimate relationship with God? Well, you mentioned Psalm 37, 3 through 5.
Yeah.
In fact, we were talking about it before the program. We both were preaching to each other on it.
Yeah.
Why, of all the various verses, and you said you had many, Proverbs 37, 3 through 5?
There are so many, Mark, verses that I love, whether it's John 3:16, you know, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, whoever believes in him will not perish, but have an eternal life. In fact, there's some verses that I like in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, or in the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh. There's so many verses, and you know, recently I've been camping out in the book of Isaiah, you know, Isaiah chapter 50, 48, 49. So I brought up this verse because it kind of shows for me, God is sovereign, he's on the throne, he holds the whole world in his hands. And the context is, the first two verses is, don't fret because of evil men. Or don't fret because bad things are happening. And maybe bad people are flourishing. But in that context, he's saying, all right, Jeff, trust in me and do good. Because it's so easy to not do good, or maybe so easy to give in and not trust the Lord when the whole world was falling apart. But I'm encouraged by this because I'm putting my trust in him. I'm still going to do good, and I'm going to dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture because he is my shepherd. He's watching over me. Even though it could be the valley of shadow of death, he's still with me. And I could focus my desire on God and his will. Delight yourself in the Lord. He gives you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. And, you know, like we talked before, I used to think when I was a younger Christian, I think, I'm going to just say, okay, God, this is my day. Bless everything I do and make everything work right. But then I finally realized, you know, through time, is to commit my way to Jesus is to follow his word, to take away what I want to do really, and then focus on what he wants to do. And then he'll give me the desires of my heart. I can trust in him, and he will do this. And this is the hard part here. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, and the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. So I'm thinking, he's the one that vindicates us. That's what I take out of this. Mm-hmm. And then he's our shield and our defender. So I can be still before him and wait patiently for him and then not fret.
Yeah, we talked about this earlier. Oftentimes we have our plans all laid out.
Yes.
And then we ask God, okay, now will you bless them, instead of saying, Lord, will you order my steps today? Give me those divine appointments. Like many pastors pray,
yeah,
take away the words I'm not
yeah
supposed to say and
yeah
give me the right words. So, Lord, this is your day. Let me walk faithfully in it.
Well, there's so many things that happen to us. My wife and I, we travel together up and down the district.
And you live to talk about it. And they still smile and love each other. That's why I wanted
so
to have this couple in, because they have a solid marriage. And when you're working on the campaign trail, imagine
yeah
all those cities, all those people,
yeah
then the next city and all those people, and then the next day, and the schedules are filled, and there's all those pressures and timetables and driving late at night and waking up and doing it all again and doing it again and doing it again. It can create lots of friction. And so,
oh, yeah, for sure. So, I mean, just the other day, it took us forever to get out of the house. We had to go down south to Edwardsville and Collinsville. I'm thinking, we're never going to get there. We're never going to get there in time. And then we get there right at the right time, right at the right moment. And it just seems like, dear Lord, you just opened another door. You planned this whole thing out. Why in the world did I fuss over this?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But the end result is God gets the glory. He says, okay, Jeff, Becky, I'm in charge. Just trust me.
Yeah.
You do your work and I'll do my part. And that makes sense to you.
Well, we talked earlier about how opposites attract.
Yes.
And, you know, guys can be kind of driven
yes
and
yes
focused and
yeah
sometimes very narrow-minded, when a woman can come alongside and say, hey, you're missing out on this, and you don't understand, they're perceiving you this way because, you know, you're acting this way or whatever. And, you know, God always tends to balance this off in your marriage. Like I said, I'm a casual outside observer.
Yeah.
But every time I see you close to each other and holding hands and loving on each other and working towards the same cause, I think, wow, thank you, God, for this marriage that's representing you and both of you faithfully following Jesus, active at the church and regular attenders. So I get to see you guys all the time.
I think what I find is a blessing of this campaign, frankly, is that Becky and I spend so much time together. Because in my past history working in the nuclear industry, if there was 8 days a week, I'd work 8 days a week, and then I would hardly ever be home. And now I'm with Becky. Becky's with me day after day, and we're opposites, you
yeah
know. And then, you know, there's that verse, iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
Well, when iron is sharpening iron, guess what happens?
Yeah, sparks.
Sparks are flying. Yeah. You know, there's friction. But in the end, you know, or sharpening, a sponge does not sharpen a sponge.
Right, right.
Right, but iron sharpens iron. And so I think, sweetheart, I thank God for this, because I think our relationship is so much better, so much stronger, because we're forced to talk to
yeah
each other on a 3-hour drive.
Yeah.
But eventually, God works it out. And I'm actually thankful for this. If
yeah
anything comes out of this, it's really made our marriage stronger.
Yeah, those refining fires will produce a great outcome
yes
if you allow it to. And, you know, the male mindset and being compartmentalized,
yeah,
we could talk all about that. But yeah, that's very true, that us men many times are self-centered, and it takes a woman into our lives to expose some of those things. And so,
it does.
Yeah, we learn. We learn.
One of the things is we have the same passion.
Mm-hmm.
We both care about people. We want their lives to be good.
Yeah.
And because God has transformed us, we want to give back to him
yeah
and to live our lives for him. And we both felt called. Jeff knew it was this direction. I wasn't sure what my calling was, but I knew God was changing my life
yeah
for a couple years.
Sure.
And I'm very happy that this is what it is, because we can both work this together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As I mentioned and said in some of our opening remarks, I seldom have politicians on, but I see you way beyond that. You're a faithful follower of Jesus as a couple, as individuals, active, involved in your church. You care about people. But listening, friends, March 17th is Election
yeah
Day, and then the general election.
It's the first Tuesday in November.
First Tuesday in November.
Yes.
Important dates. If
yes
you haven't registered to vote, Please do that. Your vote matters, and it can be cast, and it can influence the
future. So you can vote by
future.
Mail, you can vote early, or vote on election day.
Yeah. Going back to the verse, a closing thought, and this is a great passage, and I've had so many different people share different verses, but this is the first time in this Bible that I highlighted. I try to highlight everyone's verses, but I love the beginning, trust in the Lord and do good. And so listening, friend, I don't know where you're at in your faith journey, who you're trusting in. Maybe you're trusting in your abilities. Maybe you're gifted and talented, and you have a lot of skill sets, and that's okay. But God's given you those abilities, the methods, the means, the brain power, the perseverance to accomplish things. But ideally, let him be recognized as the giver of all good gifts and to trust in him. Yesterday, we talked about Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, him, capital H, and he'll make your path straight. He'll direct your ways. And this is what Jeff and Becky are doing. They're trusting the Lord for their future. They want to represent the 13th district. They want to serve people, and they want to serve faithfully God's calling on their lives. So I appreciate this couple coming in on very short notice for today, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends that we're calling a Testimony Tuesday and Wednesday. And we'll be praying you up in the days ahead that however the Lord sees fit to utilize you, whether it's serving in Congress, overseeing the District 13, which is an unusual one,
crazy,
right from Urbana through Decatur.
All the way down to East St. Louis.
Yeah, it's all over.
175 miles long.
Gerrymandered or whatever. Yeah. But we won't go there, but we appreciate your desire to serve people and serve the Lord and share your verses with us. And if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, is there a phone number or website?
So we have a website. Thank you so much. So,
oh, and by the way, this is Jeff and Becky Wilson.
So my website is Wilson for Congress, F-O-R, wilsonforcongress.com.
wilsonforcongress.com. My special guest on Wednesday's edition of Mark and Friends. And listening friend, again, if you haven't registered to vote, please do. Your vote matters. It's important. And you cast it for that candidate that represents your values. Well, I hope you were blessed by today's broadcast. Remember, maybe this Psalm 37 was for you today. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. So actually, we're reading into verse 6. This is verse 6. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, and the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Amen. May that be true of us all today. Now, if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, want to listen to it again or pass it on to a friend, stop by greatnewsradio.org or wluj.org and click on the Mark and Friends tab, and you can listen to this broadcast anytime. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Jeff and Becky Wilson with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.